Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thank God the sun is out, huh? Highs today of 73 and no rain. We can get our cars cleaned finally. Highs of 70 tomorrow after overnight lows of 55, 74 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. Back to the 80s by Monday, but today is 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. Next Thursday, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Highs will only be 64 with lows in the mid-40s. So I am liking that. Mike Pearlstein, how about you? You like the colder weather?
I'll take it.
All right, let's talk about, first of all, you know, I always got to compliment you and Katie and David Hammer over at Channel 4 and Ramon Antonio Vargas and the work that you investigative reporters do, because it's not easy. And but for that work, there are a lot of things that go on that we would never know about. So, you know, I really do appreciate the work that you guys do. Tell me what's going on first, because you got a couple of stories working here. Tell me what's going on with the infamous Officer Vapi.
Yes, well, infamous might be the right word at this point, because what we received this week were the reports of the latest internal investigations on, would normally say PIB investigations, Public Integrity Bureau, but they had to recuse themselves because they botched the first one. It got outsourced to a law firm.
Wait, let me slow you down a little bit, Mike, because I think that's important, the context of this. Let's go back.
Yeah.
No, it is, really. Don't you think? It's a long story. So go back and take
it
a
is.
Second on that, if you would.
Well, just to, you know, give the long-term picture here, it all began when Officer Vapi started working irregular hours with the person that he was supposed to be protecting, Mayor LaToya Cantrell. And that included many hours at the Pontalba apartment, where the mayor wasn't supposed to be having overnight stays in the first place, but was. And later, come to find out, going out in what appeared to be romantic or at least, you know, social interactions between Vapi and the mayor, which is also prohibited. And what surfaced were photographs of Vapi and the mayor at a couple restaurants eating and drinking, in addition to many, many hours of security video showing, you know, Vapi and the mayor coming and going from that Pontalba apartment. Well, complaints were made. Public Integrity Bureau, the police department, you know, assigned to look into those and see if there were any violations. There were many, many violations. However, the PIB, Public Integrity Bureau, stopped short of a full investigation, according to the federal judge and the independent police monitors, you know, overseeing the consent decree meant to reform the police department and make sure the police department is, you know, doing all the right things, including internal investigations. In other words, they kind of pulled their punches. They didn't obtain Vapi's cell phone, which they were entitled to when he was, you know, an officer, and other things that might have shed light on the full extent of what is the mayor and her bodyguard, police bodyguard Vapi, doing exactly. Well, the feds picked that up and decided, yes, we're getting the phone and all the other relevant evidence. So now Vapi is facing 8 felony charges in federal court for wire fraud, for payroll fraud, essentially, as well as lying to the FBI by saying that he was not having a romantic relationship. The FBI seems very certain in its indictment that they were having a romantic relationship. So because the end result of the PIB not going, you know, doing the full extent of the investigation, that became a huge issue within the consent decree of the PIB falling short, huge federal court hearing on the matter, and a very scathing report by the federal judge overseeing the consent decree, Judge Susie Morgan. Because of that now conflict and stain on the PIB record, the second round of complaints against Vapi was outsourced to a law firm, Transcendent law group, and they took it on, and they produced a report that, in many ways, covered some of the ground we already know with a lot more detail. In fact, very damaging information about how Vapi did or did not do his job, supposedly protecting the mayor.
Okay.
And just to give you some examples of where he fell short, the report found that, for example, April 7th of 2023, when Vapi was supposed to be protecting the mayor, they were eating and drinking on that balcony of the Tableau restaurant in the French Quarter, drinking mimosas, drinking a bottle of Pinot Noir wine over the course of 3+ hours. And the violations there begin with Officer Vapi wearing a gun while drinking on the job. Just drinking alcohol, period, is another violation. Clearly not protecting the mayor with his back to the door. And at one point, because there's, video footage, some kind of security camera video at the restaurant, getting up and leaving the mayor by herself, which is his, main mission as a protective, on the protective detail. So it just kind of laid out what, expands what we already know, that a lot of things went very, very wrong.
Do you know if or how that factors into this whole promotion mess that's going on over there?
Well, the promotion mess is a separate little dumpster fire.
Yeah, there you go. I like dumpster fire. I like dumpster fire better than mess, Mike. I think dumpster fire describes it better.
Well, these things just tend to pop up with the police department. And let's give the police department credit. They are now on the verge of hitting that 2-year, sustainment period, the off ramp of this 12-year consent decree for doing almost everything right or required by the federal government to improve a lot of deficient areas. But these little controversies still emerge. And now we have an investigation, an actual investigation into these. It's a promotion list that was through testing of candidates who wanted to become majors and captains, and the list came out, and some people at the top of the list were on the verge of getting promoted when the mayor and the administration decided to put a halt to it, claiming that there was some kind of irregularity in the testing process. And now that whole testing process, everything has been halted, the promotions aren't happening, the testing process is being reviewed, and there's an investigation into just exactly what happened. So not a great look as you're going to the very last of the public hearings to finally get the federal judge's stamp of approval to get out of this consent decree.
Let me take a quick break, Mike. When we come back, I want to move on, if we can, to the other story about this shoplifting thing that is just, I was slack-jawed yesterday watching this. Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. You're not going to believe what he's got for us next. 822 Traffic Now, WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Quickly back to Mike Pearlstein, WWL-TV investigative reporter. We're on now to another story that he's covering, is in a process of covering, I guess, about, Mike, the floor is yours. I don't even know where to start with this one.
Well, Tommy, one of the, I guess you could call it, rewards of what I do as an investigative reporter is we get this front row seat to things that you just couldn't possibly make up in your wildest imagination, and this story falls in that category. To summarize, there was a woman in Hammond. Her name is Carolyn Harrell, and she ran for the Hammond City Council on a basically a law enforcement platform. She was is a professor of criminal justice at the North Shore Community Technical College. Her husband is a career police officer. She got the strong backing of the mayor and the appointed police chief. And she ran a really strong race, raised a lot of money, almost unseated an incumbent, and went on to continue, you know, teaching criminal justice, only to have information surface that she was not just a shoplifter, but an impulsive skip scan shoplifter. And what that means is, of course, in this day and age, we've all confronted the self-checkout lines where you scan your own items. And she was making a habit of routinely doing what this very modern day crime of scanning some of her items and taking some items and just sticking them right in her bag and not paying for it. Okay, it's one thing to have a, you know, take a candy bar, or maybe somebody's really in need and take some necessity. We've all heard about, you know, shoplifting diapers when you need that and don't have money. She did this not once, not twice, but 21 different times in which she was caught. These are just the instances in which she was caught at a couple different Target stores, one in Covington, one in Hammond. And, of course, the other element of this very modern-day crime, which is rampant all over the country. Everyone has seen the self-checkout counters now at big-box stores. They have really extensive security and cameras and loss prevention officers who are chronicling basically her every move. Mm. So when I got my hands on the full police report, there's the list of all of these items and thefts, sometimes two shoplifting incidents on the same day. So clearly there was a problem. It did ultimately get charged and pled guilty to theft. Now, what was an interesting twist in the whole thing is, of the 21 incidents, they tallied up losses of $1,400, which would make this a felony. Anything that's over $1,000 is a felony charge. And because of her apparent connections with mayor and police chief, and she had a school board member who was an attorney represent her, and just a lot of steps along the way, she was given some extreme leniency. They took, of the 21 counts, they took 7 to go to court, and it put her dollar amount under $1,000 and made it a misdemeanor. So she pled to, I think it was ultimately 8 counts that she pled to.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time and the effort as always. And that's going to screw up checkout for everybody eventually. 8:31, time for traffic and news and everything else. Dave Cohen out, WWL. 8:46, 14 till 9. J.P. Morrell joins us right now, New Orleans City Council member at large. Right, J.P.?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, all right. No, but I meant at large. I got that right, correct?
You did get it right this time, Tommy.
Yeah,
you get it right about half the time.
Well, you know, I'm 50-50. Look, you bat 50-50 in the majors. Ted Williams. People are asking, who's Ted Williams, right?
Well, I mean, it's better than the Saints. Yeah, better than the Saints, for sure. So,
hey,
let's
talk about scrim. I know this is seems like a minor thing, but for people that don't know, scrim is a story unto itself that is a dog that is just bigger than the dog could ever be. You had scrim at the city council the other day, did you? Tell me the story of scrim real quick, because it is a good story about community coming together. Tell me about it.
Well, basically, you had a dog that was adopted in the River Parishes, brought to New Orleans, named Scrim. He escaped from the family soon afterward, and for about 177 days, he was roaming across the city, pretty much from City Park through Gertown. And the people at Zeus's Rescue got involved. They found out the story about him. They tried to get to him, and basically, they were in a race against time to kind of rescue Scrim from inevitably being run over by a car, or somehow malnourished or lost the streets of New Orleans. And it really was a powerful story when we celebrated at the council, because you had pretty much the entirety of Mid-City working with this rescue team, and they had gas-powered net guns like Spider-Man and Trank darts and everything. And they spent 177 days working with the community, getting sightings, getting everything, to get it done. And it was truly impressive.
Scrim's story turned into a national story from the Associated Press. That's how big it was. And Scrim is fine now, right?
Scrim is fine. He actually got adopted by one of the two people who co-founded Zeus and started the rescue. And we celebrated him at the council, gave him some treats and a collar, and really just, it was a really great story, Tommy, because it was an entire community coming together. I mean, they were talking about how they were getting sighting calls at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning about where he was. And the crazy thing is, when they found him, Tommy, he was malnourished. He had fleas and ticks, obviously. He also had half his ear missing, and two bullets were found in him.
If it happens again, any thought of putting Scrim on an ankle monitor?
Well, Scrim now has a satellite monitor on his collar.
Good.
So this will no longer be he will not be like the juveniles that we had at juvenile district court. They know where he is within feet.
Will Matt Dennis be monitoring Scrim or not? Will it be ASAP or somebody else? I'm just curious.
Neither. Hopefully it's not Elon Musk, but we'll see.
Oh my. Let's talk about this sinkhole that's gone on. Tell me what's happening with this thing. And this came up at a budget hearing, right?
Yeah, so I was at a budget hearing, the first budget hearing, the AB budget hearing at Warren Easton. A gentleman approached me and said, hey, he recognized me from where I used to walk my, push my son in a stroller across the Fillmore Bridge by the Wisner bike path. He said, have you been by there recently? I said, no. And he goes, well, there's a really large sinkhole that needs to be addressed. He kind of gave me where it was. I biked over there the weekend afterwards, and he was really underselling it. It's a hole. It's about three feet wide, about 3-4 feet deep. And once you walk off the bridge, continuing on the sidewalk, it's like kind of covered by roots and leaves, like an Indiana Jones, like Temple of Doom trap. But if you step in there, you're done. I mean, your leg is broken, your bike is mangled, you're just ruined. And so I went there, looked at it, I was biking with my family, kind of looked at it, and it's going to require some long-term and short-term solutions. But it was more, I highlighted it on my socials because people tend to come to the budget meetings just to complain about the budget and highlight budget priorities. But it's also helpful to kind of give council members heads up on things that are plaguing you and bothering you. And that was an instance in which I've already contacted DPW, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. I mean, in the short term, I think it's going to have to be filled with a temporary solution, whether it's shells or something else. But it's really going to require probably cement and a really long-term, more robust solution that'll probably take place over the next year.
And to be clear, this is something that people could have stepped right into, and I mean not into, literally into, and almost disappeared into, right? Right off the sidewalk of the bridge?
Absolutely. When you're going west on Fillmore, across the bridge, going towards the driving range, literally if you look down, stepping off the bridge, there is a gaping hole. Now, like I said, if you glance at it passing by, you may not see it because there's enough like roots and debris and vines that have kind of covered it that it's kind of half concealed. But when you move them left and right, it is a gaping hole. Like, it's not a twist your ankle. It's you're running suddenly and one of your legs drops down and you're basically a thoroughbred with a broken leg. Or, I mean, an entire bike wheel could certainly fall in there and just be mangled. I mean, it's pretty bad. And more importantly, because of the way Fillmore is constructed, there really isn't a way for bikes or pedestrians to be in the street. So bikers typically use the sidewalk to cross the bridge because it's hard to share it with cars. It's just very dangerous, and it's a priority getting it fixed.
Real quick, we got to take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm just curious about the depth of this thing. Is it like 5 feet deep? How deep is it?
No, it's about 3 feet.
That's enough.
It's enough for if you're jogging and you have your headphones on, you're not paying attention, you step off that bridge, and like I said, literally, you'll drop your whole leg in there.
Next thing, you know, they got there and they got the tent up, and who knows what happens. All right, let's take a break. 8:53, we'll talk about politics and mayoral race and budget hearings and more when we come back. Always good to talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. Man, man, him and Walt LeJay, a long time ago, and I was impressed by both of them. 8:53, 7 till 8, 9, rather, traffic, WWL. 60 seconds left with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans Council Member at Large. J.P., final thoughts on the budget process and the upcoming mayoral race.
As far as the budget process, we are finalizing everything. We had our community meetings, had tremendous feedback, and have made adjustments accordingly. As far as the mayor's race, it's shaping up to be interesting.
Do you? I'm trying to remember now. You are not term limited when it comes at large, are you?
I am not term limited. I am running free election. I am not running for mayor, but like many people, I am very interested to see who the people who are running for mayor.
What would be at the top of the list when it comes to qualifications for your choice for mayor?
Someone who has experience in city government and someone who understands the importance and the urgency of solving the problems that have been left over by this administration.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend. JP Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk football, man. We're going to talk to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, about what Brian Kelly said this week and about LSU, what they need to fix before the Florida game, how the rest of the season could shake out for the Tigers. Also, about the future when it comes to transfer portal and more. Then we'll talk to the Cajun Cannon, get his take. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.